We'll certainly keep you updated. Monday in Alexandria, we'll have partly cloudy skies, high temperature around 80, partly cloudy at night with lows near 60. In Natchez, there'll be sunshine with clouds mixed, high temperature expected around 78, a few clouds at night with lows around 60. Lake Charles will experience partly cloudy skies today with a high at 81, partly cloudy at night with lows near 65. Monroe will have mostly cloudy skies with a high temperature at 72, partly cloudy at night with a low at 56. In Shreveport, it'll be cloudy today with a slight chance of rain. Look for a high temperature at 67, mostly cloudy at night with lows at 57. And that's a look at your Monday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. K-A-Y-T, Keena, Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. I am Minister Lily Bead, and this morning we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Amen. Giving thanks to Almighty God. The verse I'm coming from is Psalms 136, verse 1. I'm sure it's very familiar to everyone. It said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." That's just one of many scriptures, but I just chose that one. Amen. It is learning to give thanks regardless of your situation or circumstance. Amen. Just learning how to thank God every day for what he has done for us. And we can start with the very simple things. The breath in our bodies, the strength to move and have our being. To accomplish your daily mission, whatever that might be, your daily mission, still enclosed in your right mind, just being able to think. It is a daily miracle God has given us. So we need to learn how to appreciate God in the little things, the things that you don't think are important, because those are the very things that will get us over. Amen. I have a question here. Is it really possible to give thanks in all circumstances? Yes, it is, for God said it was. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, as it states in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, encourages us to thank God no matter what's happening in your life. This is the will of God for you. Amen. It is God's will for those of us who belong to Christ Jesus. And I'm hoping this morning we all belong to him. Not just in word, but in deed. To belong to Christ Jesus, to live. It seems like God is asking too much of us, especially during times of great disappointment, tremendous losses, or unbearable heartaches. It's hard for us to comprehend how to do this during these times of difficulties and challenges. We should be thankful in every condition, even in adversities, as well as prosperity. It is never so bad with us, but it's never so bad with us, but in every area, it could be worse. If we have ever so much as complained to God, in our humble complaints to God, we never have any reason to complain to God. Even in the most dire circumstances you have, there is no reason to complain to God. And having always much reason to praise and thank God. So even in your worst situation, you still have opportunity to praise and thank God, because that is his will for us. Paul says in Philippians, the 4th chapter, I believe somewhere, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, that we give thanks because God is reconciled to us in Christ Jesus. So in this scripture, Paul is saying he's learned how to be grateful and thank God even in bad situations. He's learned how to be grateful in happy situations. So it's being able to give thanks to God in all areas of our lives. There is nothing, no situation that you cannot overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a good thing for us to remember, because it's so easy to fall into complaining, grumbling, murmuring, and complaining. And all these things do will keep you stuck in the wilderness. A good example of that is when the children of Israel were going into the promised land. They did more complaining, more grumbling, more, oh, woe is me kind of stuff was going on. And do you know what happened? They were in the wilderness for 40 years. So that should be a lesson for all of us. Not that I think anybody's going to be in the wilderness for 40 years, but you could be in your situation a long time if you are murmuring and complaining and don't see no daylight, everything is dark and gloomy. Amen? This misunderstanding comes in thinking we are supposed to give thanks for everything when God is leading us to give thanks in everything. Did you see the play on words? Let me read it again. The misunderstanding comes in thinking we are supposed to give thanks for everything when God is leading us to give thanks in everything. There is a difference. Did you hear? Let me read it one more time. The misunderstanding comes in thinking, T-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, we are supposed to give thanks for, F-O-R, for everything, when God is leading us to give thanks in everything. Did you see the difference in the word? Words make a difference in how you perceive what the word of God says to you. Amen? It is a concept some of us struggle with. Even when we save, we struggle with and resist thinking God is telling us to be thankful for difficulties. This makes us miss what he is really leading us to do, which is to be thankful despite the problems, to not let disappointments, failures, losses, hurts keep us from being thankful. Thankful to him. We are to be thankful despite the situation. Don't get bogged down in the situation and stuck in the mud and go to complaining about, oh, God didn't do this for me and God didn't do this for me. If you are alive and breathing, people, God has done more than enough. Amen. During hard times, God asks us to focus on him, not what's going on in your little hut. Focus on him and his faithfulness to us rather than our circumstance. And we've all done that. We've all been guilty of that. God has put food on our table. God has gave us health in our bodies. God has enclosed us in our right mind, because the check don't come to the bank on the day you expect, you lose all faith in God. You go to thinking Everything is wrong. What I did, God don't love me. You know the line. We all get in that dump sometime. But God wants us to thank us, focus on him. Focus on his faithfulness, that he's faithful in all circumstances, and he will bring you through any situation. Amen. Sometimes we stay longer than we need to in a place because of how we perceive and say things. To dwell on his promises, to never leave or forsake us. That's in Hebrews 13 and 5. That's God telling us his promise. He will never leave, nor will he forsake us. He says that in his word. But when we don't get our way, God done left me. And to trust him to help us in every situation we face in life. How do we begin to give thanks in everything? I have one or two I'm going to tell you how to do that. Start practicing thankfulness in prayer. A good place to start is giving thanks in everything. In prayer. Keep alert in prayers with an attitude of thankfulness. You can find the scripture that I come from here with Colossians 4 and 2. In other words, learn how to get up in the morning. God, I thank you for waking me up. God, I thank you for keeping me safe all night long. God, I thank you for my ability to walk. God, I thank you that I have the ability to thank. Just learn how to practice thankfulness. And it's just like anything else. If you want to get an A in a history class, you read the lesson, you study the lesson, and you practice. Whatever you want to do, you got to practice. If you want to be successful, you got to practice. If you want to be CEO, you got to practice, you got to study. The same thing applies to the word of God. It's amazing to me how we do everything else when we want success, but when we want success with God, we want it to be gimme, 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 gimme. We don't want to do the work. People, you got to do the work. If you want to see a crop, you got to plant a seed. It's the same thing with the word of God. You want to see a crop in your life, you got to plant the seed in the ground. If you don't ever plant a seed, you ain't never going to get a plant. Amen? Simple. Be thankful in small stuff, in everything. You know how we are. We're thankful when we get a car. We're thankful when we get a house. We thankful when we can buy more than one dress. We thankful when we got money in the bank. And that's the big stuff. But learn how to thank God in the small stuff. Amen. We can be watchful for everyday type of issues that trigger ungrateful attitude. Like losing a parking space, caught in traffic. You know how some of us get when we get caught in traffic, we lose our mind. I gotta go somewhere and I don't understand what's going on with the traffic. We'll say 30,000 things and never say, God, I thank you that I'm able to sit here. God, I thank you that I have a car to drive to get me where I need to go. God, I thank you that I got money to buy groceries. If you go to the store and you can't find what you want, what they did, they took everything. They didn't leave nothing. A prime example of that was when the pandemic started. Everybody was going to the store like gangbusters. And if there was no Lysol on the shelf, you got an attitude. You got an attitude with the store. You got an attitude with Walmart or wherever you was. Why they ain't got the stuff? They know we need it. Complaining, ungrateful. Standing in line. We don't like to stand in line. Nobody does. We like, everything needs to be moving. When you get in line, it ought to be moving. It should not be stopping because you in line. Amen. Have something to break down in your house. Little things can throw you. Can throw your attitude off. If the washing machine ain't turning, if the stove go out, if the refrigerator go out, whatever it is, it just throws our attitude off course. Because we are so focused on what we want, how we want it, and nobody wants to wait. We want microwave. We want God to be just like that. God, I prayed a prayer this morning and asked you for this. So by 12 o'clock, it ought to be on the way. If it ain't, what's going on? Did you hear my prayer? Amen. We all do it. I've done it. Psalms 100 encourages us to enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. Choose to start each day by giving thanks in everyday circumstances. When you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, everything, thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're cheering and acting right,